I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spending a few minutes now with University of Pennsylvania head football coach Ray Priori. His squad will wrap up the season on Saturday visiting rival Princeton. And last week against Harvard, a good Harvard team that looked like they really came ready to play. They were able to get out in front of you and were able to hold you at bay. What were the big takeaways for you?
A bigger takeaways were missed opportunities that we had. Red zone offense, being able to score and having some critical mistakes in terms of the way of turnovers that really set the stage for them.
It was really windy. How much did that affect things?
I think it was more mentally than it actually was physically. I think there was probably more touchdowns scored into the wind than were with the wind. But other than that, I think the weather probably more mentally.
Talk a little bit about, I thought the defense played well. One of the things you harped on last week, off explosive plays, and Harvard didn't get any, and the kids did a really good job of keeping guys in front of them and not letting them take over the game.
Absolutely. I thought that was our number one key going to the game, to be in it. They had many 20-plus plays, averaged about 6 per game. We held them to none. I thought if we did that, that would put us in the running. But we and defense, they rallied to the ball there. But at the end of the game, they were ahead, and they started grinding upon a real experienced offensive line. Harvard had 22 seniors on their top in their two deep, and they played like that.
So let's talk about this week. Princeton, it has been quite a season for them, as they have really dominated a lot of teams. What allows them offensively to put up some of the numbers that they've put up?
Once again, they make big plays. It starts with the quarterback position. John Lovett, really talented player. He's got some weapons around him, so a handful of good receivers, running backs as well. So they're well-balanced on the running, passing, the whole combination, and they can make you pay for a play. In one. If you're in the wrong gap, it could be a 60-yard run in the blink of an eye.
In addition to big plays, and I always hesitate to ask this question because it kind of sounds silly, because you never want to get off to a slow start. But one of the things it seems like they're able to dictate, because they can get the big plays, get out in front, then they blitz, and it just starts rolling downhill. Is a fast, solid start really important in this one?
Yeah, it really is. It's either fast start by us or slowing them on that fast start. I mean, I think the teams that they've had tougher goes against this year, I think both Dartmouth and Harvard did a really good job of just playing real good sound football and limited, if any, big plays during the course of the game. But in the end, they keep on working. They're going to find them. We're just going to make the most of our opportunities when we have them, take advantage of that stuff, hopefully get ahead, and then force them into hopefully a passing game outside their running game.
What does this rivalry mean to you, and is this the game that everybody points to, and this the game you get emailed about all year?
Absolutely. This is one of those main rivalries. You see them across the country, USC, UCLA, Ohio State, Michigan. This is our big one. And I think from the student body, alumni, everyone circles this on the map. Regardless of whether what the standings are, this is always a big one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.